Time now for Backyard Almanac with our favorite host, Larry Weber, this morning. Howdy there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, good morning. You gave a good forecast there of the next few days. What you did not forecast was the next few nights. We are approaching our second full moon of the month, coming up on the 31st. It's a blue moon, and I always love the nights preceding the full moon. That's what we call the waxing gibbous phase, or the near full phase. And in winter, with the snow cover we have, it is quite spectacular. The temperatures won't be that terribly cold, so anybody who wants to get out for some nighttime skiing or nighttime snowshoeing or just plain walking, I think these next few nights are going to be just terrific for that. If that's not enough, there is an eclipse. There's a lunar eclipse that's coming up. I don't think we're going to see much in our part of the country here, but further west it is. And nevertheless, eclipses are always of note as well. So we are, you did not say this in the forecast of the temperatures, but as we get into after the weekend, we are going to dip down again. We're going to see sub-zero for a few nights coming up this next week. But we've kind of taken a break from that. It's an interesting thing. If you look at the statistics of January, the first half, and I considered first to the 16th, the first half, the average temperature for January was just 3 degrees above zero. The time since then, up to now, and probably lasting for pretty much the rest of the month, the average temperature has been in the 20s. And so we've seen quite a change. Now, anybody who's a sports fan knows that what happens in the first half isn't always the same as what happens in the second half. Well, we see that here. Other things of note, I think we're going to end the month a little bit above normal in temperature, but far below normal in snowfall. January is our snowiest month. Now, there's a lot of people out there say, oh, no, it's March. Well, March is when we may be more likely to get some big storms, but statistic-wise, we get more snow in January than any other month. Well, we're not even going to come close to that. We're only going to be, maybe a little more than a third of what we normally get for January. October, November, and December all gave us more snow than what we've gotten so far in January. However, that's not a complaint. I love snow, and the snow we have is a good cross-country skiing snow. I've been able to get out every day, so I'm not going to complain. The seasonal total from back at the beginning, since we started off with quite a lot, has been above normal for quite a long time, but during this month we dipped down and we are now below normal. 1 week ago today when we were talking about the possibility of a snowstorm coming, and yes, the snowstorm did happen, but it didn't hit us. It went a little bit to the south and the east of us, a considerable amount of snow. I heard one report, and though I never got this verified, but I heard one report that it was the biggest snow that hit the Twin Cities in 7 years. And so that's going to make some people take note. Other things, this days continue to get longer. We are now at 9 hours and 20 minutes, and that rapidly gets bigger as we get into this wonderful month of February. February is a short month, but boy, I tell you, when it comes to the longer days, more daylight, it really lengthens quite a lot. And just a couple nights ago, for the first time, we had a sunset after 5 o'clock for the first time since early November. So, yeah, the days are getting longer. Now, the longer days, things start happening. I notice it more with probably the mammals than with the birds, but with the animal tracks. They tell a story. I talked earlier in January about seeing so many tracks from coyote and fox. The canines have their breeding season going on in January. Well, I saw a lot of that again. But in the last couple days of cross-country skiing, I've also noticed more of an activity of tracks from the snowshoe hare. Snowshoe hare, yes, have an early breeding season as well. Theirs is a little bit different. They don't have the gestation that the canines have, but they have more breeding seasons. They have more reproduction later in the season, so they get off to an early start, and they do a lot of activity before that. And so the tracks are out there telling me that things are going on. And with these mild temperatures, I think we're going to see the more of that. Also, with the mild temperatures, it affects the birds differently than it does the mammals. I find that fewer birds come to bird feeders when the days get mild like we have today. They let us know, hey, we really don't need you. I'm tired of all your seeds. I'm going to go off and I'm going to eat something else. That something else might be some berries that they can still find. There are plenty of sumac berries still out there. Or it might be some insects that it get active when it comes to being these mild days. So they don't come up as much as to the feeders, but there are still other things that go on. One day this week when I was out walking, I heard a woodpecker drumming. I mentioned it before, but this one was more taking in the feeling of a spring day. Some of the mild days that we've been having, today if it reaches 40 degrees, it will be our third time this month. And some of these mild days do feel like a day in spring. And this woodpecker was out drumming and making that sound that I always associate with territory or mating. And I also associated it more with late winter and early spring. Well, I was able to stop and actually see the bird doing the drumming this time, and it was a red-bellied woodpecker. Red-bellied woodpeckers are birds that have pretty much moved north with the changing of the times. They used to be a very rare bird in the area, and right now I see them virtually every day. I also got a report this week, though it didn't happen here, but it lets you know things are happening, that further south in Minnesota, the Cardinals are singing. And, they always start singing very early. I don't think we're going to have any singing. The other thing of note that happens when we get to this time of year, get into the wonderful month of February, is it's owl time. This is the month where we can see the northern owls that have moved down from the Canada or whatever, and they move into our area and they start to search for some food. There are four of them that we all like to see in the wintertime, the big white snowy owl, the great gray owl, which is size-wise the largest of all the owls, though it is not the heaviest. And then we have the northern hawk owl and boreal owls. Well, I heard reports this week of both the snowy owl being seen in the neighborhood here, though I haven't seen it myself, and gray owls being seen. And so it's really neat to see them because a lot of these northern owls, when they come down here, they'll hunt in the daytime. And it's pretty easy to see if they find a place where they can see food really well, and that place might be along the side of a road, we can see them. I think it's good to see them, but don't disturb them. They, after all, are feeding. Then I had a report this week. I was driving down the road. This is one myself. It wasn't a report, but I was driving down the road, and I saw a couple of interesting predators, one large, one small. Right there along the side of the road was an adult bald eagle. Bald eagles don't work any harder than they have to, and in this particular case, it was feeding on roadkill. And then just a little further down the road on the side of, on a wire, was a northern shrike. A northern shrike is technically a kind of a songbird, but they do feed on other birds and small mammals. And a lot of time they'll do their hunting from a site like being up on a wire. And if that's not enough, I had a neighbor tell me how they were watching a grouse feeding on buds in a tree one early morning, and along came sounds like a goshawk, and zapped it right there while it was feeding. So we do have plenty going on in nature. And, you know, I suggest that somebody go out and take a little trip to see some of these owls. Don't you think that's a good idea?
I think that a person should celebrate Superb Owl Sunday.
There you go.
I actually have plans to celebrate Superb Owl Sunday with my pal, Laura Erickson, who probably a lot like you can see things that regular people don't see. But she's very generous about saying, hey, look there. And then you go, oh, wow. I got my very first photographs last year of a northern shrike. It wasn't eating anything or anybody, which I guess I kind of appreciated. And so I got my very first photographs. But we had gone out, I think on that trip, we had gone out looking for snowy owls and we got skunked on that one. So I'm still waiting for a lot of my first owls. I'm still waiting.
Terrific. Well, you have an opportunity in the next few weeks. So enjoy, take care, and move on to the new month.
Exactly. Thanks so much, Larry. Larry Weber is an author, educator, and our host for Backyard Almanac every Friday right here on 103.3 KUMD.